Well, Arlen, as we look what's happening market-wise, no surprise, rain really from Colorado to Illinois, Indiana, and up from the north to the south, which means a lot of planters are either sitting idle in the shed or they're out in the middle of the field not being able to work. But then when you look at these grain prices, the correlation just doesn't seem to mesh today. What are you seeing for the reason in the downturn?
Yeah, it's very frustrating to farmers because, you know, it's one thing to lose production potential, but then you at least hope that the price will try to offset some of the lost bushels, and to see the potential for lost bushels correlate with lower prices as well is very frustrating. But we really have to look at these planting delays from the perspective of how the trader is seeing it. I'm not saying they're right, but it explains why prices are going down. The trade is expecting USDA on Friday to estimate new crop ending stocks at 2 billion bushels. Depending on which survey you look at, it's slightly below to 2.04 billion bushels. So around 2 billion bushels of carryover. So that's a very comfortable carryover. And so the trade is assuming that not only can we afford to lose some bushels and acres to planting delays, we need to, in order to bring down next year's stocks after being so tight this year. So that's perspective of trade, and that's because the trade expects demand to be very slow to respond. USDA will either confirm their perceptions on Friday or change those perceptions on Friday. So look for the trade to view the perspective of planting delays differently after Friday's report, depending on what USDA does with demand.
Is it okay to assume that soybeans, I mean, obviously waiting in the wings, are looking for the opportunity to take over those corn acres?
Well, that's certainly been a lid on November soybean prices. We are seeing some support generally for soybean price because we've come down so far already and below $12 level, and I guess we're back up above $12 now, but right around that $12 level. Because of expectations that soybeans would gain some acres. But the delays in the wheat maturity are reducing the number of acres that we're going to have in double crop acres in the southern half of the belt. So that's providing some underlying support right now. I still think soybeans are going to gain some acres, but right now new crop is being supported by the very tight old crop that's pulling them higher.